art is too important not to share. Welcome to the Allie and Callie Artcast.
Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie, and welcome to the Artcast.
Yes, welcome. And we're back at the Croc Center, which
That's right.
Is so fun.
Yeah, thanks, Trigger, for finding us a room.
Yes.
We needed a little space to work out today.
Yeah.
Well, not work out, but, you know, do our podcast.
Yeah, well, I did work out here this
you
morning.
You did. Well, I didn't, but...
I love going and swimming in that river.
I know. You like the river.
You go walk. You walk the river against the current.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Yeah, someday I'll
try. And it's good exercise. I do that for an hour.
When I'm in better shape. I'm just not quite there yet. Soon, I promise. But, yep. So what else is new with you?
Well,
working out.
I am working with Inspire Tours to be a tour guide.
That's right.
For them. I'm going to be doing the Coeur d'Alene History Tour.
I love that.
And the Spokane History Tour sometimes. And the Silver Valley Mine Tour and the Silver Valley History Tour.
You're going to be so busy.
I know. So I'm really excited because I think it's going to be, you know, just every once in a while. So
yeah.
It's not like a regular job. But
I think you're going to love it.
I think so, too.
I think I'm going to have
a lot of fun. And
yeah.
I love history. And I love, especially in the Silver Valley, talking about those colorful characters.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much fun stuff that happened.
That's a fun little place to go to.
In that part of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
that's
what's
good.
Happening with you?
Oh, let's see. Well, we're all getting over our colds, and I'm still recovering from the surgery, but I'm feeling good.
Good.
Rehearsals are going well, and thanks for helping me learn my lines.
You're welcome.
I'm like... I'd say 85% done with Act 1.
Oh, good. I'll have to come over this week and help
you some
more.
I know, and help me. Yeah. And then Act 2 I haven't even looked at, so. But I got time, you know. So the show opens Gypsy, April 26th at the Croc Center.
And Callie is
the lead. Mama Rose.
So she's got a lot of lines to learn.
So many lines.
A lot of songs to sing.
So many songs. So many lines. So much to do.
And that opens when?
April 26th runs through May 4th.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And I think you can get your tickets at AspireCDA.com. So, and you can mention my name and get some discounts. So, use my name as the code.
C-A-L-L-I-E.
Yes. Do it.
There you go.
The more tickets I sell, the better. It'll make me feel good. And they'll like me more.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's what's going on for me. So, all is well.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, it's good to hear all is well.
Yes. It's getting better.
Well, we're continuing our March History Month talking to
women,
especially women who are
influential.
Influential
artists and creative people in our community.
Yes.
And one of my favorite artists is Kathy Gale.
Kathy Gale is here.
Yay. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
I've always wanted to say that.
I know. It's like a real thing. You're welcome.
I was looking at your website today, and I saw that you actually started painting when you were 50.
Yes, I started again.
Yes,
again. Okay,
because you already had your degree, right?
Yes. Ended up at Gonzaga University. You know, I wanted to leave town. Everybody wants to get out of Spokane,
right?
You know, when they're 18.
Sure.
But nobody would really have me.
Well, shame on them.
What do they know?
And this is the honest to God's truth. 2 weeks before school started, I didn't have any place to go to school, and I had to get out of my house. And my sister said, why don't we just drive over to Gonzaga and see, you know, maybe you could go to school at Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Okay. And I happened to have my transcripts, and walked in the front door, and there was Dr. Hazel, who was a speech and English teacher. And I babysat for him, of course.
So there was a connection.
That's
yes.
Good.
And he said, well, Kathy, what are you doing here? And I said, I have to go to school.
I need to go.
Now, Kathy, you're an artist. How are your grades?
Oh.
They're pretty good.
To get into Gonzaga, they have to be. Yeah.
And he looked at me and he said, I can do something with that. And literally, you know, 20 minutes later, he came back with a complete offer.
Wow.
There were loans and grants and work study, and all I had to do was sign on the dotted line, and I started school.
That's awesome.
Best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh my God, yeah. That's amazing.
That's great. And what did you get your degree in?
I got it in art.
You did?
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. I wanted to be maybe a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Not a nurse, but I did not want to be an artist because I did not want to have that constant worry about making a living.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my mother's a nurse, my sister's a nurse, my father's an engineer. It was all very practical, and I wasn't very practical.
Yeah, yeah.
But I took one drawing class, and I was hooked.
You were hooked.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's great.
Wow.
That is good.
So how long did it take you to complete your degree? Four years?
You know, four years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 4 years, and then you graduate, and then you say, now what do I do?
Right.
So I moved to Seattle and started working up on Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. And actually, the first job I took was actually the Four Seasons, the Olympic Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Which was the place in town.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I literally got off of a bus downtown, and I started walking up and down the street looking for a job. And the first sign on, you know, the sidewalk was at the Olympic Hotel, you know, help wanted.
Wow.
Walked in and became a barmaid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how fun.
Uh-huh. I didn't know what a drink was.
Oh, yeah.
People were asking for all these drinks. I had no idea what they were saying.
Oh,
I mean,
funny.
I was a fish out of water.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was great. You know, I lived downtown, and I would spend my days at Pike Street Market.
Oh, yeah. Such a creative place, too.
Yeah.
It was so great. I spent a lot of time drawing. Just drawing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a job on Capitol Hill. What were you doing there?
Well, at one point, I was working in a health food store.
No. Just do what you got to do.
But
right?
I ended up going to the very elite art school there. It's called Gage now.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought, I have to keep drawing. I have to do something with this.
Yeah.
And so I signed up for coursework there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, basically, the instructor said, you know, you really need to start just going to galleries.
Mm-hmm.
With all this information. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, I was like 19 or 20, and I just didn't have that kind of confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of worked many, many odd jobs, as well as did my artwork.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I was producing artwork until I was about 30 on and off, for about 10 years, on and off. I had a rep in Seattle. This was back at the 1% for the arts.
Uh-huh. You know,
they were buying a lot of art. So
wow.
Nordstrom,
all
the, you know, all the law firms, all the big buildings were buying artwork. It was a fantastic time for artists.
Right.
Wow.
But, you know, about 30, you know, you have to start being a little more practical. And I just needed a real job.
Yeah.
And so I was working at a law firm. I was working in an engineering firm, you know, and not doing my artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, life just kind of gets in the way. And at some point, I just had to stop painting. But I, you know, it was always in the back of my head, right? And the long story short is that when I finally moved back here and was working still, I was working at Johannes. Jewelers.
Oh, you were?
Yes, oh, wow. That's where I met Sandy Bloom.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That was really fun. But I wanted to do something that was more creative, but still have a job. So I got into the school system and was teaching there for 8 years as a reading instructor.
Oh.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
But then my 50th birthday started inching closer and closer. And one day there was an opportunity for me to get a full-time job in the school district. And my husband, God bless him, said, oh, Kathy, you could do that. I mean, full-time, you'd finally get some benefits. And I was tying my shoes. I was literally tying my shoes first day of school. And I looked up at him and I said, Dell, if I don't start painting by the time I'm 50, I'll never do it.
Ooh.
I have got to do it.
Get back to it.
So he said, you're right. You're right. You need to start painting.
Good.
Wow. Yeah. Good
and
for
then,
your husband.
So I spent a year telling everybody, you know, I was quitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I started painting.
Oh, I love that.
That's awesome. And your work is, your style is impressionism with a little, what else would you, what, who are you influenced by?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm very traditional. You know, I'm pretty simple in my likes and dislikes. I'm not very, I don't think about it too much. Mm-hmm. So it's completely about visual beauty for me. And, you know, Monet, Manet, Degas, you know, Sargent, Sarroya, Vincent.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that was exploring color and had beautiful drawing skills. Because really, I'm not a painter as much as I am a draftsman. That was my true skill, was drawing. Not painting.
Well, that's funny, because when I look at your paintings, I think of the craftsmanship in the design that is there, that, you know, it's almost, in some of your paintings, it's almost architectural.
Yeah.
Yes. And, but I am using the paintbrush like I would a pencil.
Yeah.
So it's that mark making that I could never let go of. So I use a lot of square shapes.
Yes.
You see? And so that's the pencil that I'm actually putting down.
Right.
I mean, wow, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's great is you have a piece that I copied because I admire your work. And when I was doing more acrylics, and I saw one of your paintings at one of the studio tours, and I was like, oh, I got to take a picture of that. And you let me take a picture of it. And I said, I'm going to copy this. It won't be going anywhere. It's in my house. It's upstairs in my hallway, and it's not as good as yours, of course. But the color you have, I think you've got animals in yours. You have cows. There's like a silo and a mountain, and it's full of colors. It's beautiful. I mean, I love yours, and mine's pretty good. It's good. It's a nice copy, but it's not anywhere near yours. And what I notice is, like, my perception of buildings are not so good. Where I was like, something's not right with this silo. I'm like, well, don't look at it too close. Look at it from afar. It's fine, you know? And I was like, oh, I was like, I tried to put in a little cow, and I was like, nope. More flowers, more bushes. I'm like, I don't do people or animals. I'm like, just stay for landscapes. I love blending. That's why I love the colors that you use. I think all your colors are so beautiful. And some of your work that you have stuff at, you have paintings at Art Spirit Gallery, right?
Yes.
And they're always, they're so beautiful. And you've got, you had some that were migrant workers, I believe, or in the fields. Yes. They're so beautiful.
I think those are my favorite.
They're gorgeous. My fave. Yeah. If you get a chance, go to the Art Spirit Gallery. Check out Kathy Gale's work. I don't know if you're anywhere else, but that they're amazing works, and you can't, they're so, to me, very distinguishable. I can tell your work right away, just the coloring, and then the way, now that I know how you do it, with the little paint brush,
yeah, right?
Where you go do the strokes.
That's it. Uh-huh. Drawing.
I didn't do it that way. That's my problem.
Well, you can definitely see her work at KathyGale.com.
Yes.
Yes.
The Ovation Company, in partnership with the Chalkboard Agency, is committed to improving the climate and culture of our schools. The number one indicator for student success is connectedness, feeling like you are part of something. Nothing helps connect people like a good story. After all, isn't a podcast a way to share and collect stories? The Chalkboard Agency's mission is to connect the world of education through the stories that bond us all. To find out more, visit thechalkboardagency.com. And if you have a story to tell that you believe would help young people to be kinder to one another, reach out to the Chalkboard Agency and let us connect you to the world.
So one of the cool things that you've done in the community is that you and Teresa McHugh, another artist, a sculptor, started the studio tour.
Yes,
yeah,
we
what
did.
What prompted that?
That's a great question. I've always wanted to say that.
That's awesome. It's good.
So I came from the Seattle area, mm-hmm. Specifically Bainbridge Island.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a terrific, vibrant studio tour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I moved back to Coeur d'Alene, there wasn't one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I knew Steve at the Art Spirit Gallery. And one day I walked in and I, you know, he was a little daunting to talk to.
Sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was at that stage, but I really worked up the courage and walked in and said, you know, Steve, I don't get it. This town does not have a studio tour. What is the problem? And he just looked at me and said, Kathy, nobody has wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I just kind of, I backed up and I said, oh, no, not me. Mm-hmm. I'm a helper.
Yeah.
I'm not a leader. Mm-hmm. I'm a helper.
Yeah.
And he just kind of kept looking at me. And I went home and I just could not get it out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, Kathy, just stop it. Be brave. And so I started reaching out to friends and mm-hmm. Specifically Steve, talking mm-hmm. to him about it. But I knew I could not do it on my own.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have that mindset or skill set. So I called Teresa McHugh, mm-hmm. and she just jumped on board.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. We had just a really great time thinking about it, coming up with kind of the menu.
Mm-hmm.
We had some community meetings, you mm-hmm. know, and again, Steve was a big part of that. So we got together a bunch of people at some coffee shop and pitched the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pitched it to the Arts Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we pitched it to some other group, but it was really an intense time. It was, you know, you just had to believe in it. You just had to go forward. You had to just talk to everybody you could and really mm-hmm. Get everyone on board. And I think that they were just so scared that I would start crying if they
didn't do it.
We have to. Please, dear God, we need this. And everybody just said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool.
So how many artists did you have that first year?
I think we might have had 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know how many you have now.
I think last year we had 18 studios.
Or 18 studios and 30 to 40 artists.
Yeah, it was like 38 artists maybe, I think.
Yeah, I think we might have had at the most 10 studios. Mm-hmm. I don't even think there were that many.
Yeah.
Maybe eight studios.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic. And the best part was handing it over to the Arts Alliance.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'd be up typing emails at 3 a.m. I could not sleep.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work. Yeah. Allie knows.
I know. And look at where it's come. You know, now we're doing the VIP studio tour shuttle bus.
Yeah.
And I think what you guys did was absolutely magnificent.
Yeah. I think there's going to be changes again this year, but nothing's been confirmed. It's all new changes. Everything's happening, but we're still... There'll still be a tour.
Mm-hmm. I think it's at a different time. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's neat to watch it grow, and it is neat to watch it change. That's life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many great artists in this town, and we're so lucky that we have such a vibrant community.
Yeah.
And that people want to see their studios, and they want to... I love to go, and I can, the last couple of years I've been a part of the studio tour, and I haven't been able to see everyone's studios, which is such a bummer, because that's where I want to see what everybody's studios look like.
Well, and I was lucky enough to be the guide on the bus for so many years, and which is what inspired me to talk to Andreas and do the
tour guide.
The tour guide, because I had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fun to talk about things that you know and people that you know, and that's what we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'll be.
Yeah. So I remember talking to Teresa McHugh about it. She said that her motivation was more about getting to know other artists in the community and how great that was, because it created this...
A little community.
Yeah,
right?
A little community of artists where you always want to feed off of other people. I mean, it's kind of like Callie copying your work. It's that's so common to explore new ideas and new ways of doing things, and you do that by seeing what other people are doing.
And I also think a lot of artists are so... Some of them are very shy and private, and they get in their own little bubble, and it's hard to, get out of their own little bubble. And having that studio tour is a great way to explore others and see other work and just be more social.
Right.
Which is, that's
where I was coming from, was, especially talking to Steve. I mean, he was Coeur d'Alene Galleries, Angel Gallery, I don't think the Blackwell Gallery was there, but, just a little handful of galleries. There's not that many artists that can get into those spaces.
Sure. Right. That's
and
true.
I thought that there was just a huge need for artists to show their work, but also show who they were.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Yeah.
And I do believe that artists, it's detrimental to work in a vacuum.
Right.
It's, you need community. It's imperative. And whatever that community is to you, but for many of us, it's the ability to talk to each other, show our work. It takes a lot of bravery. This is one of my themes, is to be brave. Show your work. If this is what you're doing, show it. And you can learn so much from showing your work.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm a lifelong learner as an artist. I'm not sitting still on my florals that I did 30 years ago. I'm not.
Right.
I like to tell people, if you see something that you like right now, you better get it, because I'm probably going to change.
Right.
Right. Right.
What I'm doing, because I just think that exploration helps us all to grow. I just want to be the best version of myself I can be, and be the best artist I can be.
I also think in the last couple of years, you've been really good at getting out there on the social media.
Oh my gosh.
Which is not easy. It's hard to do. And I think you're doing a really good job at it.
Thank you.
I know that to me is
so
uncomfortable.
You're on Facebook and Instagram.
Kathy Gale Art. The reason I started really delving into those little, what are videos on Instagram, basically, was because I was exploring so many of the themes about what it is to be an artist. There's so many different aspects. And I'm sitting in my little room thinking about all these things.
Yeah.
And I just thought, what a great opportunity. Kathy.
Share it.
You might as well say it out loud.
Yeah.
And so I started filming myself on my, I just do it on my phone. I don't have any special lighting. I don't have any special microphones. I just, I'm doing something and I'm thinking, oh, you know, maybe that, maybe the way I apply my paint, or maybe the way I set up the studio, or maybe somebody would like to see my mess. You know, maybe this would help somebody.
Yeah.
So it's been a really fun thing to do.
Yeah, I love that. Jeff Weir is really good at doing that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he does a good job of doing little videos and showing off his
yeah.
work.
Yes. But mine has become, I think, more of a self-help instead of how-to. It's more of a...
Yeah.
It's what's in my head. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going through this, definitely another artist is going through it, and perhaps I can help them with their struggles.
Yeah. Right.
Because it is a struggle. It's a challenge. If you are really trying to create something that's unique to you and still trying to grow, it's hard. It's not easy.
Yeah.
I don't have a formula. I wish I did.
Yeah.
It would be easier, but, you know, that's just the way it is.
Right. Well, actually, I think that is just a little more creative and left-brained.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
No, it's the right place for me.
Now, definitely. Do you teach classes at all?
You know, I have taught a few classes. And my dream, of course, is to build a studio.
Yeah.
In the back half acre. And maybe do small sessions, 5-7 people.
I am
part of a gallery in Edmonds. I haven't been doing a lot of work there lately because I have stepped away a little bit from the migrant workers just to have an emotional break.
Yeah, right.
So
sure.
Emotional. But I taught my classes there.
Oh, nice.
And it was really fun.
Good.
I, you know, people were saying, oh, how long have you taught? I mean, oh, are you coming back? And I, well, I have to tell you the truth. This is the first class I've ever taught.
Well, you must have done well.
You must have done great.
Yeah. It was really fun, you know, because I just want to help people be their best versions of themselves. And if I can help in any way, it's a bonus.
That's great.
Yay.
It's awesome.
Do any of your family members, have any of them taken, you know, taken off, and your kids?
Artistically? There is a lot of art going on in my family. That, you know, and I wasn't aware of a lot of it. My older brother is an amazing craftsman, woodworker, and he's gotten into stained glass, which my father took up at about the age of 50.
Wow.
My brother Matthew, who lives in Sri Lanka, he is an amazing artist, and he's a brilliant writer.
Wow.
My father was, I think, a frustrated artist, and we were exposed to music and art and theater growing up. It was just, that's what they did.
Right.
And so I just thought it was kind of normal to be surrounded by the arts.
Right.
So none of the nieces and nephews have become artists that I'm aware of, but you never know.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Can come later.
I can relate
life.
To that growing up with an artist mom. That's, you know, that was life. Life was art.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't start painting till I was in my late 30s, and I didn't know I could paint because I always was singing and playing music. And then my two older sisters who painting came a little more naturally for them. And my mom could draw, and my dad, my mom was a draftsman, mm-hmm. and my dad could also paint, but they never did it because he was a geologist, no time.
Right.
And so, but I always was like, oh, my sisters, they can do everything. You know, they can paint. They're like, but we can't sing, and we can't do this. And I'm like, well, I can't paint, you know. And then my sister, Heidi, said, we're going to take a watercolor class. And I'm like, oh, I roll, you know. And she made the four of us. I have three sisters. We all took the class. And I, this is when my kids were little, and I was staying home with the kids, and I was like, well, when they nap, I'm just going to keep painting. Oh. So I got a bunch of watercolor books, and I just kept painting out of the books. Mm-hmm. And I kept painting, and then I...
And you started with watercolor?
I started with watercolor. And I quickly went to a canvas and cocktails class.
Oh, and that's great.
And then I was like, ooh, I like acrylics. Acrylics are easier.
It's a wonderful refuge.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Medium is gouache.
Well, I have several mediums.
You do, yeah. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I started out in watercolor.
You did?
Yes.
I love watercolor.
I feel like it's the toughest.
So hard. It's beautiful, though.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard, but I had a background in drawing. Mm-hmm. So I started drawing classes when I was in sixth grade.
Wow.
And continued drawing and then got into watercolor through high school. I started my first college course while I was in high school drawing the human figure. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, they walked in naked.
Yeah,
right.
Like, what? Catholic girl. Oh my God, just draw really fast. That's the answer.
I did. I took life drawing from Joe Jonas at NIC.
Oh,
and
yes.
We were advertising for models, and our tagline was "Expose yourself to the arts." But it is a little shocking.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
And draw fast.
But I sure learned how to draw.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I really learned in drawing was to not be afraid.
Yeah.
You have to just keep going and really trust what you see.
Mm-hmm.
And watercolor, for me, was very freeing because I had the drawing... The drawing background is really important, I think, in watercolor.
Yeah.
As a visual artist, you know, who's more traditional.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So because I had the drawing down, watercolor was like, well, this is fun.
Yeah. Just add some color. Yeah.
Going outside the lines.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me in college to go into oil was very hard because it was so controlled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now I've morphed, as you said, into gouache, and I love it.
Yay. Why don't you explain what gouache is? Because not everybody knows.
Yes, gouache is like an opaque watercolor, and it acts like watercolor, and then it's water-based, but because it's thicker, you can't see through it. It acts kind of like oil paint.
Oh, okay.
Or it acts kind of like acrylic.
Mm-hmm.
But the fantastic thing about it is that it dries really fast.
Oh, yeah.
That's
unlike
nice.
Oil.
Where,
So it's perfect for small studies. Now, it's not perfect for big stuff.
No.
Number one, the paint is so expensive.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow. Hmm.
Little tubes. That's the biggest tube you can get.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But it's very forgiving, and that if you make a mistake, 1 minute later
you can paint over it.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd
be fantastic,
nice.
And the colors are cool, and you can paint on many different surfaces. It's just, for me, it is fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the seriousness that an oil painting has.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know. And I did switch from oil painting to acrylic in the last several years.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for my larger work.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that a kind of Because I was tired of the seriousness.
Oh, right.
Of oil paint. Yeah. Everything was so serious.
Mm-hmm. The blending,
blah, blah, the brushwork. And I don't care about that anymore.
Right.
I don't. I just want to get my idea out there in the fastest, freshest way I can. Mm-hmm. That's really what I want to do. I'm trying to stop the madness. I don't want to beat up paintings anymore.
Right. Yeah.
I'm really trying to start something, finish it. It takes me a while. Start another one.
Yeah.
Kind of finish it. If it doesn't work, start another one and just keep moving forward. So right now I'm really into acrylic for my large ones and gouache for my little ones.
Greetings, listeners of the Allie and Callie Artcast podcast. This is Jason from Tubbs Coffee Roasters. Keeping art alive and culture relevant is the heart and soul of our community of creatives. And as a local coffee roaster who loves a good origin story of a painter or a farmer or a musician, we proudly support the Allie and Callie's Artcast podcast's expansion and exploration through positive conversation. So grab a cup of coffee, preferably one from Tubbs Coffee Roasters, and tune in, humans. Your ears will thank you.
Add a little flair to your special events with Scraps Barbecue, a great catering choice for your next gathering. Specializing in golf tournaments, sporting events, weddings, and other family friend gatherings, their commercial kitchen can be on site, or you can choose to have a fully catered meal delivered right to you. Known for their authentic Santa Maria style tri-tip and tequila lime fish tacos, they can customize the menu to meet your needs for groups of 20 to 2500. Contact Kevin at kevin@scrapsbarbecue.com or check them out on Facebook.
This is my new thing, if you want to know about
it. Yes, kind of definitely do. Thing.
Yes.
So several years ago, I started doing transfer prints. This was before I really got into painting. Maybe this was 6 years ago. A transfer print is you take a photo of a painting and you print it onto a film that you can take. You take that film and you can apply the ink from the film onto another surface.
Oh.
So you transfer the ink from the film onto, say, a wood board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, that can be your finished product. You know, so I've got this beautiful painting image of, say, my Seattle rooftops. It's a fave. I can put that onto a piece of wood. I can frame it and I can sell it. So I can sell it over and over and over again.
Oh, right.
But the way it's applied to the wood, it's incredibly artistic.
Wow.
Because they're all different.
That's cool.
So, I mean, you wreck a lot of them because it's very finicky. But it's really fun to do.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're going to have to come to your studio and check it out.
I think we need to see that for sure.
Well, so what I've been doing with this newest series of paintings, like I said, I'm stepping away from the migrant workers for a little while. I am painting cowboys.
Oh, fun.
That's good.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you'd never know. Where are you going to go?
Where am I going to go?
Yeah, cowboys.
Right. I had been to a rodeo in 2017 and took all these photos, but I thought, I don't know how to paint horses or cows or cowboys. But these are so cool.
Yeah.
And about in January, I was trying to think of what I really wanted to paint this year, especially for the show in July at the Art Spirit Gallery. And I started looking at those photos, and I thought, that's what I'm going to do.
It. Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I love
fun.
It.
But I'm also incorporating a little bit of transfer printing in the process. So I'm taking my photos, and I am overexposing them. I'm adding a lot of, I'm lightening the darks. Mm-hmm. I'm changing them up completely. I'm printing them on this film, 24 by 24, mm-hmm. 30 by 30.
Wow.
I'm transferring that ink from the film onto my canvas or my board, my mm-hmm. cradled wood board. And it's just a shadow of an image.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a wonderful template to work from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
So I've got the shadow
mm-hmm.
that now I get to do whatever I
whatever
want
Whatever you
to.
Want. Oh, gosh, that's all
so
fun.
It's been a blast.
I bet.
Sounds
so
like it.
It's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone wants to go to the Art Spirit in July.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you're the featured artist
yes.
at in July. Art Spirit in
awesome.
July.
One of the featured artists.
Okay. One of them.
Yes.
Okay. And that's the second Friday in July.
July. Yes.
Yep.
We'll go see that for
yeah.
sure.
And the whole month you'll be, but it's Art Walk is yeah. the opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
They're really cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
It sounds it. I'm yeah. excited. That'll be
oh,
fun.
I love that.
Well, this was great.
Yes, it was. There is a quote that I saw on the website, one of the websites, and I thought it was really cute. And it was, I think, something like, I just want to paint yellow.
Yes. That's been really important to me. So when I was going through some difficult times mm-hmm. on the island, I went to a therapist,
mm-hmm.
and he said, Kathy, because I was, of course, crying mm-hmm. the whole time, Kathy, if you could do anything you wanted that would make you happy, what would that be? And I just said, oh my gosh, I would paint the color yellow. And he
That's
said,
great.
Could you tell me about that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I don't know why, but I think painting the color yellow would make me the happiest person in the world.
Hmm.
Aww.
And now, have you ever seen how much yellow I use?
Yes, you use a lot of yellow. Now I get it.
Yep.
That's great.
So, yes.
Wow.
I'm happy to be living my dream.
You are. That's mm. awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we sure appreciate you spending some time with
well,
us
thank
today.
Thank you again yes. for asking me.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate the Arts Alliance.
Yes.
Their help, and I appreciate you, too, with
Absolutely.
Your podcast. It's a blast.
Thanks. Yay.
Yeah,
well, we're glad you came today, and
yep.
look forward to seeing your new works.
Yes.
And love your old works.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably
I have a Kathy Gale piece in my house
yeah.
now. It's just a little one,
I have
but
a
I love
copy
it.
Of a Kathy Gale. It's a Cali copy of a Cali Kathy Gale.
A Cali copy.
But, yeah, I like it, but it's, yeah, I love your work. So mm-hmm. maybe I'll get
I
one
do
someday.
Too.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. And I'm, well, growing up with an abstract artist, I really appreciate abstract art and the impressionist.
Yeah, it's
movement.
Beautiful.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as a final thank you, I really would like to thank my family
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and especially my husband.
Yeah.
For supporting me all these years mm-hmm. because, again, I don't think an artist can really operate alone. I think we need our support system, whether it's
mm-hmm.
our friends across the table right here or the Arts Alliance or a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, my true sustenance is my family, and I'm forever grateful.
Oh, yeah, that's really
I
nice.
Love that.
That's great.
I love it. Well, thanks again
thanks.
For being here.
Yes. Thanks, Kathy.
Yep. And I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. And whatever you do today, make sure it's creative. Maybe paint yellow.
The Allie and Callie ArtCast is sponsored in part by Tubbs Coffee Roasters, globally sourced, locally roasted coffee, and Scraps Barbecue, your locally owned catering company.